This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom and Anthony, and the Word of God is, Mary, you shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. He will be great. Oh, he is great. And he was born of the Virgin Mary. And he walked the earth and lived like every other person, but without sin. And that he had a ministry. It started probably in the year 30. He was baptized by John, his cousin, the Baptist. From the baptism, he went out to do ministry. The ministry of the prophets. The ministry of God. He did things that no other prophet or saint had ever done. He opened the eyes of the blind. He still does. The eyes of the blind, not only physical, but spiritual. My eyes have been opened by the grace of God. By the grace of God, nothing to do with me. And Jesus still opens the eyes of the blind. People probably listening today, they're blind spiritually. What does God want to do through Christ? Open their eyes that they would look up and see only Jesus. Like it happened in the Transfiguration. They looked up and they only saw Jesus. That's what this Christmas holy day is all about. Looking up and seeing only Jesus. He is the Father's eternal Son, the one who saves us from hell. You know, we do not understand so much that we were saved from hell through the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Saved from hell. The scripture says, all we like sinners had gone astray. But he laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Oh, my iniquity, my sins were laid upon the shoulders of Jesus. Yours too. Oh, we can never, ever express what happened in the death, suffering death, and resurrection of Jesus. We could never express it to the nth degree because it's infinity. I can talk about it, but I just take the dust off. There's something very, very, very strong underneath the dust. And that takes the Holy Spirit that it would be pierced and we will look up and see only Jesus. You see, you can't see Jesus without the Holy Spirit. And so many people have no idea of the Holy Spirit. No activity of the Holy Spirit. No seeing Jesus. Simple as that. For when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth. I am the truth, Jesus said. Oh, how the church this Christmas is in need of the Holy Spirit. Me too. The Holy Spirit that reveals Jesus. Have you experienced that outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Oh, the scripture calls it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Have you experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I have, by grace. Experientially, I have. Oh, but I only dusted the top. There's so much more to be revealed. So much more.
So much more for you. You know, when we receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, you become activated in your destiny. You begin to be able to hear, to love, to serve Jesus Christ, to know him in your heart, to do the will of the Father, which Jesus created for you before the foundation of the world. Jesus was here as he came to this earth to fulfill the Father's will. When we reject the divine will that God has for our life, we are rejecting our proper place in God. When we reject the will of God, we're rejecting our proper place in the order of God. It's like when a fish jumps out of water. That fish is going to die. That fish is going to flop. Maybe we're living physically, but we're dying spiritually. Whenever the Lord calls us to do his will, is calling us to do something, and we don't do his will, we are losing life. We're losing all the proper nourishment, defense, protection, provision that God has for us. It hurts Jesus that people do not want to live their lives in this sea of God's love, in this sea of God's mercy, in the sea of the Father's arms. Whenever anyone tries to lead us away from Jesus or lead us away from what Jesus is calling us to do, they're leading us from our proper place. The Lord created us to have dominion over this earth. The Lord created us to live in divine union with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he speaks in our voice. We hear him with our ears. We love him with our heart. He thinks in our mind. We pray with his hands, that we are an empty vessel of the power of the Holy Spirit today, Lord. Jesus, he told us that he created us and we were devoured by the flames of love when he incarnated himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary, but he incarnated himself individually in all creatures. You know, today the Lord Jesus, he is in you if you have invited him in. And the Lord Jesus, he wants to inundate you in the seas of his love. He wants you to stand in the proper place that God created you to be, a man or a woman who is in the authority of Christ. And the authority of Christ is by the love of God. Because when you remain in love, you remain in Christ. The only thing the demons want to get you to do is move out of a place of love into a place of fear, where then you lose your authority of Christ. But as you stay in a place of love and worship and adoration to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. This Christmas, the Lord Jesus wants to inundate you with his love. And how do we do that? That every time we tell the Lord Jesus we love him, he sends us a wave of his love, a wave of his grace, a wave of his wisdom, a wave of his light, a wave of his glory. That the Lord wants you to be filled with the light of Christ today, right now. That there's no striving in the kingdom. On the cross, Jesus said it is finished. Every other religion was trying to earn it. Jesus said it is finished. But can you receive the finished work of the cross? See, when we do things like fast, go to confession, pray, we're not earning our salvation. What we're doing is we're disposing our soul to be able to receive the full measure and the full gift of what Jesus has given to us. We're taking down the walls of sin. We're taking down the walls of the human flesh so that we can receive Jesus from spirit to spirit. And Jesus wants to flood you with his precious Holy Spirit today.
And the Holy Spirit always leads us to Christ Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit filled the apostles and the 120, the proclamation of Peter was, "This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah." I know the preachers who have the Holy Spirit. I know. They proclaim Jesus, the Lord, who died for our sins and rose from the dead. They proclaim the Christ. You know, lots of people have proclamations that are outside the ballpark. They proclaim this and they proclaim that. But they never proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, his powerful life, death and resurrection. And you know why they don't proclaim it? I'm going to tell you a secret. Because they don't know him. They don't know him. To know him is to love him. And to love him is to proclaim him. Proclaim him to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in Methuen, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, many years ago, 1968. What began to happen in my life? Our Lord Jesus was being formed in me. And the only thing I could proclaim was the Lord Jesus Christ, his powerful life, death, and resurrection. No one taught me, only the Holy Spirit. I was inundated with the presence of the Holy Spirit in 1968 and began to proclaim the power of Jesus Christ. What was I going to be doing? That was in August of 1968. September of 1968, I was going to be teaching at a school that was a Catholic school. Oh, I tell you, those kids got their hearts filled and their ears filled with the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And nearly 40 years later, in Holy Rosary, when I was floundering in life without direction, gained everything the world could give me, but more empty than ever, the Holy Spirit came and found me. As I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, in the fire of God, in Holy Rosary. Father, for 40 years, had been preparing the way, preaching, praying, being a priest, for me to come in and catch the Holy Spirit. And as I heard the gospel preached and communicated to me in a way that I could understand, that it was a decision I could make right now, a decision not, I got to go to Mass for 10 days. I got to do a novena. Right now, I can make the decision to bow my knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, ask him to forgive me for my sins, come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior, and give my life to him, that I will serve him all the days of my life. I said, yes, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. And with that, I gave Jesus my life. And as Father and Maria laid hands on me, it was like 10,000 volts of electricity hit me. And I fell on the ground, and I was slain in the Spirit, and I could feel heaven pouring into me. I could feel the Holy Spirit coming upon me and baptizing me. And I could feel the fire burning out everything, all of my sin, all of my confusion, all of my regret, all of my addiction, any depression. The fire of God became to burn it out. And the demons were being driven out. And I was brought into my new life, into my destiny. It was an immediate thing. As I woke up, I could know the will of God. I could almost hear the voice of the Lord. I could know why I was created. Finally, purpose. I was looking for happiness my whole life. Anyone who wants to be happy is miserable. Only those who have purpose will be fulfilled. And our purpose is to love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I went back for more and more and more, the war was on in my life. The war with the devil was on. He had his legal rights on me, but you know what? None of it mattered. Because I understood the battle's been won. I just need to do the will of God. I need to do what God's calling me to do, no matter how hard it is. If he wants me to fast, I'm going to fast. If he wants me to pray, I'm going to pray. If he wants me to give, I'm going to give. Whatever he calls me to do, I'm going to do it. Because the devil has no power over me other than to tempt me not to do the will of God. What is it? Satan fear? He fears a courageous soul. Because he knows with the courageous soul, there is nothing he can do to stop him. He can try to torment him. He can try to tempt him. He can try to... But Jesus said, I've given you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and all the works of the enemy. The devil belongs under your feet because of the victory you have in Jesus Christ, because of the destiny that you have in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, from the day he was born, his heart and his mind was set, and his eyes were set forth on making it to the cross. For me and for you. We were created for a purpose in Christ. To love Christ, but a purpose in Christ. The cross is part of it. That we allow Jesus to put us on the cross. So that we can live in the power of the resurrection. But day by day, moment by moment, we want to live as Jesus Christ lived. Only to serve the Father's will.
Oh, it's a wonderful story, and that story is for you. There is no story without the coming of the Holy Spirit. No story. Oh, I've heard preachers preach, and they were empty. The words were empty. I wasn't judging the preacher. I just knew that the words were empty, and I knew what the preacher needed. That preacher needed an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, when my words are empty, I need a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings Christ alive in me and in my proclamation, the proclamation of the church, that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Holy Spirit does the things that only God can do. You see, if someone today snapped on the radio and feel that what's happening is like a magnet that's drawing him or her to these words, that's the Holy Spirit wanting you to give up and give your life to Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit. Do not fight the Holy Spirit. Do not fight him. Surrender to him. He will lead you into the life of the grace of Jesus Christ.
The Holy Spirit will allow us to die so that we can begin to live a life, not in the flesh, but a life in the Spirit with Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will allow us to love and not to control, to let go of control. We control because we fear. We control because we don't trust. Because if we had a revelation that the God who created the universe, who created us, has a perfect plan for our lives, there's no need to control. There's just going into the presence of God, going into the love of God, going into the destiny and the plans of God. That is what he has for you. But without the Holy Spirit, without the outpouring of his love, we cannot be empowered spiritually, physically, mentally, to let our walls come down so that we allow Jesus to take us from glory to glory with him, so that we are able to live in the destiny that Jesus Christ has set forth for us before the foundation of the world. With the Holy Spirit, there's no more control. There's no more fear because we know that God has it covered for us. I know that if I just do as the Lord is calling me to do today, maybe I don't know what the Lord's calling me to do today. He's calling you to pray. He's calling you to enter into the intimacy of God. See, when I pray, we don't ask for things. When I pray, we ask for the Holy Spirit, and we ask from divine union. Because from this place of unity with God, all blessings begin to flow into you. From this place of unity with the Lord Jesus, the directions of heaven begin to come upon you, and you begin to know things. You begin to be led. You begin to be led. Will you let the Holy Spirit lead you today? Lead you into the glory, lead you into freedom, lead you into destiny, lead you into grace, lead you into all good things. There's two roads. There's a road of myself in the flesh, and there's a road of the Spirit. There's a road of destiny. There's a road that God wants to take me down.
And that road needs to be chosen. I need to choose that road.
Choice, yeah.
Oh, and not only once, I tell you. I need to choose that road every day. Every day. Not only in 1968, on the last Sunday in August, when the power of the Holy Spirit came upon me experientially. I am called today to completely surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you're called to. You're afraid to do it. You know why? You're afraid that he might do something that you don't like and that you don't want. But I tell you, he will do something that's been written in your heart already. He will fulfill what has been expressed in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, he will. You see, he didn't call me to go to South America to preach to the people who are far from Christ. He called me to Boston. That would not have been my choice. But you know what? I'm not pro-choice. I'm pro-Jesus. I want to do what he tells me to do. Your place is in Boston. And so what happened? I came to Boston. I lived there all my life. I began to preach in Boston. On WROL and WEZE, proclaiming the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus Christ. My place is in Boston. I have no idea who we're reaching today, but I know, and I don't mean know in my head, I know that I know people have snapped on the radio because they're hungry for the Lord Jesus. They'd never thought they were, but I'm telling you, what's in your heart is a hunger for the Lord Jesus. And only the Lord Jesus can satisfy that hunger. You can try to make money satisfy that hunger. It won't work. You can try to make jobs satisfy that hunger. It won't work. You can try to make relationships satisfy that hunger. It won't work. There's only one person that can satisfy your hunger, and his name is Jesus, the great high priest, the one who was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mother of God, the one who came to birth in Bethlehem, the one who was raised in Nazareth, the one who came when he was 30 years old to the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. Oh, the one who was tempted by Satan for so many days after his baptism. Oh, the one who ministered to people, opening the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, the hearts of the frozen. His name is Jesus. And I want to tell you a secret. He hasn't changed. Our Lord Jesus hasn't changed. I expect that through this kind of proclamation, someone's life is going to be changed. Not because of me, not because of Anthony, but because of the word that comes in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I know there's someone who has been drawn into Jesus right now, like a magnet, through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we proclaim Christ. Do not run away from that experience. Surrender to him. Even your tears as they drop to the ground, let that be your surrender to him. Tell him, I want no one else but you. I give you everything. My body, my soul, my spirit, my sins, my goodness, my evilness, I surrender to you. I tell you, the early apostles, they knew the power of the Holy Spirit because they knew the power of surrender. We don't hear very much people talking about surrender. But I'm going to tell you, the apostolic church was all about surrendering to the Jesus Christ crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. That's what the apostolic church was drawn to. And that's what we preach. The same Christ who overcame death by his birth, suffering death and resurrection. The same Christ who changes the hearts of people as they say, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Have you come to do his will? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.